I do love a good walk with Master, that's for sure. The fresh air, the exercise, the companionship. The fact that because female Master doesn't tolerate farting in the house that he saves them all for me. Yes, a walk with Master is among my favorite things in the world. Oh, I have others. For starters, bacon. It is really cool. Having my belly rubbed and my ears scratched, also cool. I love poetry and a good glass of scotch. Digging's highly underrated. Surprised you humans haven't taken to it. On the flip side, dogs should be more open to tartar sauce. Don't mind telling you, I'm a closet fan. I also love, rolling in the grass. High fiber, the small of a woman's back, and opening my Christmas presents on Christmas Day. Believe it or not, I love having a flea. As irritating as it can be, it's always a good scratch. Inevitably, I feel better having gone through the experience. Let's see what else. I'm a sucker for blondes. I love playing fetch. The movie Tango and Cash. A good drive. Gargling. A moist biscuit. Banjo music. Silly hats. Cage fighting. And brown paper packages tied up with string. Yes, these are a few of my favorite things. And let's see what else. I know I'm forgetting something. Well, I can't really think of it right now. But I know there are, hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Jerry, cut it out.
Fine. My point is, there are plenty of things old Jerry loves. But do you know what Jerry hates? And I mean more than anything in the world? Being the only dog at a kid's birthday party.
Hey, Jerry! Welcome to the party, boy! Uncle Walter, Father's in the backyard, getting wobbly on beer and pumping up the moon jump. You can leave Jerry with us, boys.
Sounds good to me.
No! Don't go, Master! Don't leave me with the nerds!
Cool, a dog. Hey, everybody, come pet the dog!
No, that's quite all right. You know, I really don't like attention. I'm one of those kind of dogs. Besides, one of you probably has sticky hands.
Be careful with them, boys! Jerry's my best dog friend! But this one time, he showed me his fangs! And I warn you now, he laps at his naughty stick like it was crop-dusted with Fun Dip!
Oh, gross. Well, let's go jump on the trampoline.
See you, doggy.
Fuck off. Well, thanks for that, at least, Timmy. I appreciate you getting rid of those bastards. Oh, and, I guess I should tell you. Happy...
There you go, Jerry! Everyone has to wear a mask at my party! A clever boy can't very well have a V for Vendetta birthday party unless everyone's in a mask, right?
No, that's quite all right. No, I don't want it. Dogs don't like masks, Timmy. Timmy? Cut it out, I'm trying to be nice here.
There you go, Jerry! You look perfect, boy!
Damn it, Timmy! I said dogs don't wear f***ing masks! Now take it off me!
Don't fight it, Jerry! In fact, wear that mask with honor, boy! My reasons? Well, they're twofold. One, you look adorable. And two, you should know that V is a shadowy freedom fighter who, through use of terrorist tactics, fights the inequalities of a totalitarian society in futuristic Great Britain. Of course, V is still a relative unknown to my school friends, but they just love their cool masks. My grandmother says we all look like we're celebrating something called Mardi Gras. Well, I don't know what Mardi Gras is exactly, but I sure wish Grandmother would stop showing my friends her tits.
Timmy, the mask, please. I know there are eye holes, but they weren't exactly made for a dog, you see. Right now, all I can see is a chandelier and the tip of your stupid top hat.
You're funny, Jerry. Hey, Mom, when can I open presents?
Hey, where are you going? Get back here and take this off me. You're a son of a bitch, Timmy. You know that, right? A cruel, nerdy son of a bitch.
Fine, then. I'll take it off myself. Damn it. Oh, almost had it there. What is it about this thing? Are my legs too short or is my neck too long? Damn if I can get it off. Is there a chin strap I'm not seeing?
Jerry, what are you doing?
I'm struggling with a recent breakup, Master.
What the f*** does it look like I'm doing? Your nephew put a mask on my head, and I can't get it off! Now, are you just gonna sit there with your opposable thumb in your butt, or are you going to give your dog an arm here?
Stupid mutt. So that beer's in the fridge, you say, huh, Paul?
Well, where the hell do you think you're going? Get back here and take this mask off me!
Hey, Jerry! It's almost time for cake, boy! For you, it's an elbow cake with a candle in it! For Dad and Uncle Walter, Pabst Blue Ribbon! And as for my school friends, I hope they're understanding of my being allergic to flour, and will enjoy as I will the giant birthday crab cake Mother has prepared for us. I worry a little because they didn't exactly take well to the giant carrot stick-filled Natalie Portman pinata Mother insisted upon to start the party. That woman, I swear, always concerned about her growing boy.
Yeah, clearly.
In the meantime, Jerry, it's time for balloon races. So please, stay clear of the helium balloons I have harnessed beneath the chair until I, V, return with fellow sportsmen.
Timmy, don't take this personally, but you're the nicest person I hate.
Okay, Jerry, figure this out. It's just a mask. How hard can it be? No. And again, missing. Oh, let me see. If I can just lower my head enough to reach a highly limited front... Wait. Why not use the back leg, Jerry? God, what an idiot I am. I always scratch my ear with the hind wheel. Oh, yeah, this is going to work out just fine. And bam! There it is! It's off! Thank God I watched my left foot last night. That might not have ever dawned on me. Now that I'm free, how do I get old Timmy back? Oh, I know. I'll ruin his stupid Hercules balloons, or whatever he called them. Put a mask on me, you little asshole.
Jerry! Get away from the scheduled fun! Mom!
What?
Uncle Walter! Jerry's misbehaving!
Oh, I am not! You're overreacting, Timmy! I was just trying to... Hey, my nuts. I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?